If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast, the fastest growing podcast in the galaxy, or at least the fastest growing out of our shows. And it's presented by BetOnline.ag, the online gaming website of choice for the Even Money Podcast with the best odds and fastest payouts. He's the star of the show because this is what he does for a living. This is what he has done for a living for quite some time, the one and only Steve Fezzik at Fezzik Sports on Twitter, the only two-time winner of the Westgate Casino Super Contest during the NFL season. Steve, we mentioned it last week. Before we get into some of your NBA Finals thoughts, I'm dying to hear about the NHL fever going on there in Vegas. We've talked about that and just how bad it'll actually hurt the books. I know you've got some select games of the year already for the NFL. So there's a lot to get to, Steve. But first, I got to tell you, man, I downloaded the BetQL app. Awesome. Awesome. I had a couple buddies I know that did the same. They loved it as well to be able to find out where the money is going. It's got a powerful algorithm that provides rated value bets every day based on detailed analysis of recent and historical team trends. You can download BetQL free on your Apple or Android device. I just got a new phone. I put BetQL on it immediately in the Play Store. You can also just go to betql.co. It's brought to you by the same guys that created RotoQL, which is the leading daily fantasy lineup optimizer trusted by over 100,000 DFS players. So you can also download RotoQL if you want, but I'm telling you about BetQL. Very cool. It even has alerts that'll say, hey, we got a couple lines tonight that are really moving, or we got some things for tonight's games that you should know about. Very, very cool. BetQL. Steve, have you gotten any usage out of the BetQL app yet?
You know, I just love seeing information on the percentage of the action and the tickets going on each side. Just one more piece of information to help you win as a bettor.
So I got to tell you, Steve, I know I had a good year in the NFL, betting the NFL, and that was great. And I don't usually like pat myself on the back or say I told you so, but I need to say one thing. Throughout the NBA season, you were a Toronto Raptors guy, you were a Sixers guy, you were a Houston Rockets guy, and you follow it closer than I do, but I think I said every time that I'll believe it's not the Warriors and the Cavs when I see it. And they both went to game sevens. They both look dicey at times, but darned if it isn't the Cavs and the Warriors yet again, Steve.
And I'm learning to listen to you, Ross, because when I backed Houston in game seven and I played them in the first quarter and the first half, I did make a bet on the game as well. But exactly for that reason, that push comes to shove and you get to that third, fourth quarter in game seven, and did we really believe come crunch time the Rockets were going to be able to get it done, especially without Chris Paul? And they wilted. They wilted.
Yeah. Now, did you bet either one of those game sevens or those series?
You know, I actually did not bet on the Rockets. I did bet on Boston on the series, and I am still kicking myself. I got plus 240 on Boston, and at halftime they're up four, and I was at Benihana's. And I was like, you know, I can get Cleveland back plus 170. Let's just scout this out. Why not have a plus 240 and a plus 170 bet? And I said, you know, I'm going to roll with Boston. Mistake.
You know, it's interesting, too, because I think last week, I can't remember if we recorded the show on Wednesday or Thursday last week. I think it was Wednesday. You said you felt really good about Boston in game five, and they came out and obliterated the Cavs that night. Like, you were all over that one.
Yeah, Boston that ran the record to 10-0 straight up and against the spread at home in the playoffs. And this Boston team was really good on the road throughout the regular season, but in the playoffs, complete home-road dichotomy, and unfortunately that ended Game 7 when the youth of Boston really showed. What's that, scary Terry Rozier? Yeah, he's scary because he can't make a shot, Ross, with the series on the line.
You know, it is amazing that both the Houston team and the Celtics, they really, I mean, I don't use the choke term very often, but those guys really could not make a shot down the stretch in both those games.
I think experience really matters, and we can talk about the analytics and the like over the course of an 82-game season and how that should be more significant. But bottom line is Klay Thompson, been there before, 24-footer splash versus Trevor Ariza. Oh, my goodness. I hope they can realign the backboard from that brick that just got thrown up there.
Yeah, that was bad. What are your, I guess before I get to the bet part of it, what are your thoughts on the NBA Finals?
The NBA Finals are interesting in that if Golden State stays healthy, their big three, I just can't see any scenarios that Cleveland can win. However, Golden State is very thin on their bench, and obviously Iguodala is not 100%. So if they get an injury to any of their big three, then all of a sudden Cleveland has a puncher's chance. And remember that over the course of the year, Curry, Thompson, and Durant have all had injuries, so it's certainly possible that that could happen. That is your scenario to get another title for LeBron.
Wait, but say that again?
The only way LeBron's going to win this title is if one of those big three for Golden State gets injured in the series.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. So then my question is, what are the odds right now? I've been hearing it's like the highest total ever. I mean, the highest, biggest spread ever for a line, biggest odds ever. Do you have any of the history behind this series?
I do. So since 2000, the biggest favorite that we ever saw, well, you know, it's interesting. ESPN's reporting that it was the Lakers against the Pistons and, you know, that the Lakers were minus 700, which I actually don't understand because I was betting as a pro. I remember at the start us laying minus 425 on the Lakers and then playing back the Pistons later on that week plus 450, small scalp. I never saw minus 700, so but that's what they're reporting. But Golden State, put this in perspective, Ross, instead, they're not minus 450. They're not minus 700. They're minus 1,000 and minus 1,100. That means you got to risk $11 to make $1 on Golden State. They are, in prior years against Cleveland, they were around a 3-1 favorite. Now they're a 10 or an 11-1 favorite.
Wow. That's got to be the most lopsided NBA Finals ever, right?
Yes, in recent history, it most certainly is. And that is why, you know, from a pure power ratings, obviously Golden State has the home court advantage, and I have them about a 5.5 points better than Cleveland. Doesn't sound like that much, but it's not a one-game series. It's a seven-game series. And with that disparity in power ratings and home court, it's really going to take some funny things to happen for Cleveland to win the series.
You know, it's interesting because you feel like, Steve, because it's a seven-game series, that like the better team should always win and that it shouldn't come down to fluky things. Yet so many of these series have been game sevens that, you know, you at least parts of the game were really the game was in doubt. You know, it's like I guess in both instances the better team won, but I don't know. It's not as cut and dry as you would think.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about this, and this defies the laws of probability in my eyes, is it almost seems like, Ross, that you get a team that's favored for a reason, and they play 6.5 of the 7 games of a series, and nothing is resolved at all. If anything, the lesser team, this happened in both conference finals, the lesser team is favored to win at that point, and then suddenly, magically, in the second half of Game 7, that's when the better team steps up. it's hard for me to fathom that all of that value comes in the last 24 minutes of a seven-game series, but that's what happened in the last two series.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So, okay, so before we get into any players or anything, is there any way to reasonably bet the NBA Finals? Is it a game one? Is it, you know, that it'll be a sweep? Is it, you know, trying to take the underdog Cavs? Is it an over-under? Like, is there any way from a team standpoint to try to make money off of this?
The bet that I made was how long is the series going to go? I bet under 5.5 games. I had to lay -150 because the most likely scenario is that Golden State, I mean, let's face it, they're a 12.5 point favorite in game one. So the most likely scenario is they win game one easily. They get a win in game two. Cleveland steals one in games three or four, and then Golden State closes them out in five. So I thought that under 5.5 offered value for the length of the series.
Yeah, that seems like I would definitely take the Warriors for that.
So that's the one bet for the teams that I went ahead and made, but I did make a individual prop bet on one of the players as well.
What's that?
LeBron James, game one, as great as the King has been, he gets better as series progress. He goes into absolute beast mode, call it, you know how Hulk Hogan would like shake his finger at you when you almost pinned him and just go crazy, Ross? That's what LeBron James does in game six and seven, and because of that, he oftentimes scores in the 40s, but he coasts into series typically. Here's some stats for you. In game one in 2018, he scored 24, 26, and 15 points. He kind of has a feeling out process where he gives it to his teammates, and if the game doesn't go well, then he'll put in maximum effort down the road. In fact, if you played LeBron under 33 points in game one of all playoff series, you are 9-2 the last 11 series. He's currently sitting at 34.5 points. Don't make this bet game six or seven. Game one, absolutely, I'm betting LeBron James under 34.5 points.
Wow, that's really interesting. I'm surprised they have it that high. I mean, I guess that's just based on what he did the last couple of games and based on who he has around him?
Yeah, the recency impact of how many points he's been scoring, the fact that Kevin Love was out and he had to step up a little bit more, and let's face it, other than George Hill, this is a team that really has a whole bunch of role players that are 10 points per game type of guys. What I love about this bet, it's certainly possible Golden State just crushes them, goes up 20. If that's the case, you won't see – LeBron will stay in the game, but you won't see him putting forth an absolute maximum effort in the second half as well.
Got it. That would be really, really interesting. All right, so for the NBA Finals, you went under 5.5 and under on under 5.5 game total and under on LeBron. All right.
Correct.
What about, tell me what it's like, I guess what, game two's tonight. I watched game one, parts of it at least, of the Stanley Cup final, and I've never seen so much production going into like a pregame with like the concert outside and then everything they did on the ice, and it's really a spectacle, I'll say that. What is it like in Vegas right now with the Vegas Golden Knights?
Oh, it is absolutely crazy. Everywhere you look, you go to schools, people are hockey fans. They're all wearing their Golden Knights logos and jerseys. On Monday, I was actually at the Mandalay Bay, and we were talking about how we got to get out of here. You know, all these Golden Knights fans are going to be descending upon that area, and traffic is going to be insane. The town has completely adopted this team. And Ross, I got to tell you, if the Golden Knights are this popular, obviously they've been very, very successful. What is going to happen when the Raiders arrive in two short years?
Well, that's a good question, though, because the Golden Knights as an expansion team, it's like it's Vegas's team. Do you think right away they'll look at it the same way with the Raiders? Like, I mean, it's the Vegas Golden Knights. I know it'll be the Vegas Raiders then, but I guess I just wonder if they'll look at it the same way?
Oh, absolutely. We're basically a suburb of Los Angeles, and we've got so many Southern California people out here. And the Review Journal, our local paper, they literally have like 2 pages of Raiders coverage during football season every single day in this paper. They're already our team, and they're 2 years removed from arriving.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What's the latest, or what do you hear, Steve, in terms of how bad it's going to be for the books out there if the Golden Knights finish this thing off? I mean, there's got to be some projected numbers, reported numbers somewhere.
Yes, yeah, so the liability associated with the Golden Knights, I've heard anywhere from a $5 to $10 million loss. And I don't want to minimize that loss because it's a very large number and basically one of the worst futures results than I could ever remember in Las Vegas. But here's the good news, Ross. I will actually forecast that the casinos will make money from all of this. One, the people who are winning, these are not the pros. It's not like Steve Fezzik and buddies snuck in and got in a bunch of great advantage bets. These are just sports fans that went ahead and supported their local team. So they're likely to keep betting back with the profits instead of just putting them into the bank. Further, look at all of the positive press and all of the extra activity and people coming down to the strip. So although the sports books may lose money, the casinos and the strip themselves are making so much more money from the event, similar to a prize fight when Mayweather would fight at the MGM. Think about how many people are just coming down throughout these playoffs and spending all their money on parking, food, concessions, and the positive PR for Las Vegas throughout the country, Ross. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is one of those stories that's just a feel-good story throughout the country.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And you know, where I live, you know, the Washington Capitals are not that far, and their AHL team is the Hershey Bears, and my father-in-law has season tickets to them. Obviously, the Capitals have never won it. They've never done anything. So they're both great stories. I have kind of mixed emotions as to who to root for. You know, I mean, I think the Golden Knights are made up of a bunch of like Ross Tucker types. Like, I would have been the type of guy that was available in an expansion draft. So I think I'm just going to enjoy it, and whoever wins, be excited about it. But it is funny that everybody is excited about the Golden Knights' success except for the sports books.
Yeah, and I think the sports books, like I said, they see the big picture, the casinos do, of how much profits are this is going to help generate the entire city of Las Vegas. And frankly, a lot of the sports books are still kind of giddy over the prospects of being able to expand with the repeal of PASPA, such that the William Hills of the world and the Harrah's of the world will be getting to have sports books in their properties throughout the country in the very near future.
Let's talk a little NFL. We were mainly NBA, mainly NHL, but I do want to talk a little NFL. Do you have some games that you've bet since last week, some games that you feel really good about?
Yeah, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about, the more I look at in game one of the NFL season, I really like the Miami Dolphins catching the 2.5 still in Vegas. They're hosting the Tennessee Titans. I actually have the Dolphins with Tannehill coming back rated better than the Titans. Might be on a little bit of on an island there, but if I get my perceived better team at home catching points, that's an auto bet. And Ross, I'll make a bold statement. I think the Dolphins are going to be the favorite by the time this game kicks off in September.
Wow. And that's you do that. I mean, part of what you do is what you think is good value, but part of what you do is trying to guess what the line movement's going to be.
Yeah, and especially if I can find a team where there's going to be a crossover favorite. Think about how strong this is. I could actually have bet the money line, gotten plus money on the Dolphins, plus around $1.10, $1.15. If I'm right about this line move, I could wait till September, and then I could play back the other side, plus 105. If I've got one bet plus 115 and the other side plus 105, obviously that's a very easy way to make money betting on sports.
Wow, that's awesome, man. I've learned so much. Like, there's so much math and so much stuff like that involved that I didn't, you know, I guess I knew, but I didn't really know until we started doing this show and learning about, you know, I just kind of look at the line and, yeah, here's what I think is going to happen in the game. And it's been successful, but obviously the way you look at it is a lot different. Very, very cool. Any other different games that jump out to you, or was that the big one?
You know, I would encourage everyone to come to Vegas and check out CGT Technologies, formerly called Cantor Gaming, and they've got books throughout Vegas, including at the M Casino, at the Palazzo Casino, and other spots. They have every single NFL game lined weeks 2 through 16. It's, if nothing else, it's just really fun to look at your team and see what the spreads are in games. I'll give three plays that I made that I like quite a bit. Week 2, Philadelphia, the Eagles, were only laying 3 at Tampa Bay. If I can get the Eagles laying 3 against a last-place Tampa Bay team, I'm absolutely going to do it. Similarly, week 4, I played Philadelphia minus 1.5 at the Tennessee Titans. And finally, this could be my favorite, New Orleans Saints, who I just think their defense is going to continue to improve, minus 2.5, only 2.5, at the New York Giants. The Giants might be better, Ross. If I can lay 2.5 with the Saints, absolutely I'm going to do it.
I love it. I love it, Steve.
Won't be too long, Ross, and we will be in preseason football come August.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Sounds good to me. Terrific stuff as always, Stevie F. I appreciate it. And now I will do what a lot of you should do, which is go to betonline.ag. Use the promo code EVENMONEY on your first deposit to earn a 50% welcome bonus. Now, I can't do that because I've already signed up at betonline.ag, but you can using the promo code EVENMONEY. You can get up to $2,500 worth of sportsbook free plays. Look, they've been around for 2 decades. This is not a fly-by-night operation. Ideal destination for all your football action this season. We're giving you some of the early stuff the last couple of weeks with the season win totals. Well, they've got the early stuff up. Their football odds are released before every other sports book, giving you the opportunity to get the best value. They got the most props, state-of-the-art live betting software. You will have more chances to bet and win at betonline.ag than you would anywhere else. Last but definitely not least, when it comes time for a payout, your winnings will be delivered on time every time. Payouts have never been faster. Don't miss out on betting tonight's game risk-free. Visit betonline.ag and use promo code EVENMONEY to score your $2,500 bonus. That'll do it for this week's Even Money podcast. Remember, if you have specific questions for my guy Fez, take advantage of any of the sponsors, BetQL, download the app, betonline.ag, forward it to me, ross@rostucker.com, with your email question for Steve. You can also always, and I mean always, spread the word via social media. That's huge. Rate and review the show is awesome. All that stuff really helps. And if you just want to make an Amazon purchase and then ask a question, click on the Amazon banner ad over at rostucker.com. Other than that, I think we're done. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.